latest report from our correspondent in Kitikrachi, Maika Tulevo, explains that the vessel did not sink but had an emergency landing on an island. He said the vessel has been operating for more than 40 years and it is believed it is not seaworthy. He told Radio Ghana that though the Naval Task Force is on location, it lacks logistics to perform effective monitoring on the leak.
This ferry, it was named after one of the Krashi chiefs, that is the titles of the Krashi chiefs, Besemuna. So it is previously operated between Krashi and Defo, but for whatever reason, several years ago, it was transferred to Yeji. So it is now operating between Yeji and the other side of the northern region called Makango. So this particular time, it was moving from Makango towards Yeji when it got sunk. According to the navies, they are now seriously working on the situation, though no life was lost, but the vessels, that is, with its contents, the cargo trucks that are on board, is their immediate concern now, so they can't tell me exactly the cause of the sinking at the moment.
Micah, come to look at it. Was it not as a result of overloading the vessel?
This one is not, we can't attribute it really overloading, but the fact is this vessel has been on the lake for over 40 years now. And as I wanted to paint the picture, the vessel is tired on the lake. For several other occasions, they have been broke down on this vessel, either engineering or mechanical, that is, structure. And if those who could follow my video footage of this particular Besemuna vessel, there have been times that you can observe clearly a very big hole on this vessel. At times also, all the two engines broke down, and fortunately and unfortunately, the sister company, being the Volta Hotel, after the burning of Godi Princess, they donated the two good engines of Godi Princess to this Besemuna. So, engine-wise, the two engines are working all right. But for structure-wise, the vessel itself is also quite weak. So, yes, overloading can be, but we must admit the fact that this vessel has been on the lake for over 40 years now, and physically it is tired.
But, Micah, I have been on that lake before, and I saw the presence of the Navy in their naval uniforms. That's supposed to be a task force to protect and prevent these accidents. Are they working?
Yes, that is the question. Currently, like, so since yesterday night, this morning, they are very busy telling me they are at the site. But for their work, our previous report led the naval donating a vehicle to them to operate at Kitikrachi, but their main operation area is on the lake, and they don't have even how to get on the lake, the boat. So right now, today, that they are very busy at Makango trying to even salvage this Besemuna vessel, they might be there with only perhaps a service, that is a fishing boat or a outboard motor boat. But for operational vessel that they need to use to save life or to patrol, to prevent on the lake, is not there. So they go by the either public boat or public transport to the point that they have to go. So admittedly, they are trying to do the best that they could, but the logistics to do the right thing, you know, or to monitor and to prevent, for preventive measures, are not there. So even for them to detect that a boat or a vessel is overloaded, that will happen after the crime has been committed.